Is forgiving unlimitedly a sign of humility? Well, no, it can be a sign of stupidity also. Because ultimately, I think all these virtues, like forgiveness or humility or tolerance, they have to be seen in the light of serving Krishna. What does forgiveness mean? When Prabhupada, let's consider, there was the Juhu temple land, there was Mr. N who was trying to take the money and not give the land also. And Prabhupada did not forgive him. Prabhupada fought to get the land. Eventually, after Mr. N passed away, then Mrs. N also tried to continue the fight. And then, eventually she realized the whole tide of public opinion had gone against her, and she realized this is too big, I can't do this. Then she came to conciliation. At that time, she even came and sought forgiveness from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, you're just like my daughter, I'll take care of you. So Prabhupada, in that sense, didn't hold it against her afterwards. But it was not that, oh, you want to take the money, you want to take the land, take it. No, Prabhupada fought. So I'd say that the service to Krishna, or the purpose of serving Krishna, is most important. And within that context, we can see what forgiveness means. So I think this is a big subject, and in London, if you go on my website, just search for Forgiveness London. I gave a 2-part seminar with a lot of question answers on the topic of what the theme was, balancing forgiveness and justice in bhakti. So I'm the editors for Back to Godhead and some other online sites also. So we often write stories about how I came to Krishna consciousness. Ask devotees to give stories of how I came to Krishna consciousness. So then there was one devotee who was one young man who was introduced through jail preaching. And in the jail, he became introduced and he became a devotee. It's quite a nice story, and we're planning to publish it. But then later on, we came to know why he had gone to jail. And that was because he had tried to molest some congregation devotee's daughter. He was not a devotee at that time, and he didn't even know that he was a devotee. But now then we considered, we were saying he's become a devotee, but how will that family, how will that community, they feel? So we decided we are not going to publish this article. So we have to consider other things also. Yes, because bhakti can transform, and ultimately Krishna can forgive us for all our wrongdoings. But in this world, the wrongdoings we may have done, they have consequences. We can't just wish them away. Madhai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave him, but still he built that Madhai ghat and he begged forgiveness from people. And he tried to make amends at the practical level also. So if somebody is doing something wrong, there is certainly forgiveness in terms of past wrongs, let's put them behind, that's good. But there's a difference between forgiving and trusting. Trusting is for the future, forgiveness is for the past. So we can forgive the past wrongs, but trust has to be earned. Trust can't be automatically just given. So we may forgive somebody for the past, but we may withhold trust, otherwise they will keep making the same mistake and keep hurting us, keep hurting others, keep misusing resources. So we can let the past be in the past, but we can't simplistically forgive and let people injure others or injure us, hurt us by continuing the mistake. So we should differentiate between forgiving and trusting. We can forgive some people, but they will have to act in a trustworthy way, show that they have changed, only then we can give them our trust. That's how we have to balance.